This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Ibrahim. Filing of nomination papers has begun for assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry after the issuance of notification. The schedule of legislative assembly elections in these states was announced on Sunday along with Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. Voting in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry will be held on the 9th of April. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will be held on the 4th of May. To tighten the surveillance during assembly elections in West Bengal, special emphasis will be given on technology-driven monitoring. Webcasting is being made mandatory in 100% polling booths. If webcasting is not conducted in any booth, decision of a re-election will be considered. For the first time in the state's electoral history, drones will be put into operation to monitor and observe situations in large gatherings or sensitive areas. According to commission sources, 55 assembly constituencies have already been identified as vulnerable. To oversee the overall election situation, a state-level control center has been set up at the CEO's office. BJP released its first list of candidates for the assembly polls in West Bengal and Keralam. In West Bengal, the party has fielded leader of opposition in the assembly, Suvendu Adhikari from Nandigram and Bhavanipur. In Keralam, Union Minister George Kurian will contest from the Kanjirapalli seat, while party state president and former Union Minister Rajiv Chandrasekhar will contest from Nimam. Another former Union Minister, V. Muralidharan, has been fielded from Karakutam constituency. CPM-led LDF has also issued first list of candidates for the assembly elections in Keralam. LDF announced names of 75 candidates. Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan and Finance Minister K.N. Balagopal are among the 75 candidates. Indian Embassy in Doha has said that about 1,100 Indian passengers have travelled to New Delhi, Mumbai, Kochi and other destinations on Qatar Airways flights yesterday. In an advisory, Indian Embassy in Qatar said flights to these destinations are also planned for today. It added Qatar Airways will be operating flights to Ahmedabad, Amritsar, Bengaluru, Chennai, Delhi, Hyderabad, Kochi, Kozhikode and Mumbai from 18th March. The Indian Embassy said to book flights and for the latest flight updates, passengers can visit the Qatar Airways website or app or contact a travel agent. LPG carrier vessel Shivalik carrying 46,000 metric tons of liquefied petroleum gas from Qatar reached Mundra port in Gujarat yesterday. Addressing the inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi, Special Secretary at the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha informed that another Indian vessel carrying LPG, Nanda Devi, will arrive today. He added that an Indian-flagged vessel, Jug Larki, which sailed from the UAE, is safely en route to India. Government sources said a media report claiming that Iran has asked India to release three tankers seized in February for safe passage of Indian-flagged vessels is baseless. Sources said there has been no discussion of this nature between Indian and Iranian authorities. They said in any case the three vessels are not Iranian-owned. Lok Sabha will take up further discussion and voting on the demands for grants under the control of the Ministry of Railways for 2026-27 today. Initiating the discussion yesterday, Tariq Anwar of Congress alleged that government has failed to meet its own targets. He said under the Amrit Bharat station scheme, out of 1,337 stations, the redevelopment work has been completed at only 160 stations. Ganesh Singh of BJP said that over the last 10 years, a significant transformation has taken place in the railways. He said new technologies have been introduced and the railway network is also being expanded. In Rajya Sabha today, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is likely to move the Appropriation Bill 2026 for consideration and return. Amrit Udyan at Rashtrapati Bhavan will exclusively open for senior citizens today. The Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment in collaboration with the states and UTs, Senior Citizen Cell of the Delhi Police, National Institute for Social Defense, Anugraha Regional Resource Training Center and Brahma Kumaris will facilitate the visit. And that is the end of this news bulletin.